We also have Claire Hanna with us this morning of the SDLP. Claire, morning to you.
Morning.
What stood out most for you?
Sorry?
What stood out?
I think what stood out most for me was really a kind of a vindication and a validation of a lot of the things that have been said for the last several weeks. What also stood out for me, I think somebody I don't know personally, but Andrew McCormick's character, and clearly he wasn't twisting and turning in the wind like other people have been when they've been asked about this. You know, he was able to give clear information, but it does look like insider trading, effectively, that has been going on, possibly to advantage particular.
Well, Andrew Crawford would say not by him.
Well, I mean, if the industry were given early information to come in, fill your boots, this is London's money, then that is what it looks like.
Andrew McCormick said yesterday, he talked about officials in the department, and there is a paper trail which he's now passing on to those who are going to investigate this.
I don't believe one person is responsible for this bleed of money, and that's why we need a public inquiry to look at all the different aspects of this. But on that evidence, people appointed by the DUP were involved in this. And to address your point, because I agree with Declan Kearney, we're not suggesting that Arlene Foster was up, making the phone calls or anything like that, but it is ministerial responsibility in the same way as you get it in sports. If the team does terribly badly, that's the team that you picked and you're responsible for them as the manager.
Mm-hmm. Declan Kearney, just on that point, some people are raising the point, would it not have been better to have an inquiry first and then an election, because we wouldn't find ourselves in this political mess that we are now? So a lot of this could have been cleared up pretty quickly, given the information now that's been put in the domain.
The space and the opportunity was provided to the leader of the DUP to step to the side temporarily, without prejudice, in order to allow for an investigation to take place. And she chose not to do that. And that accelerated the crisis and has taken us to this point. And all of this, if I can come back to this point, there is a need for full DUP disclosure. We cannot put up with the drip feed due to public pressure and outrage, which has now arrived at a climax. And that's why I'm saying, let's put this into the dock of public opinion. Let the public cast their verdict on all of this. Simon Hamilton yesterday announced that he was going to...
Let me put this point to you, after all of that, if we do have a public inquiry and the inquiry finds that Arlene Foster is not guilty of any wrongdoing, as Dr. Andrew McCormick suggested there, how will that look in your party?
In what sense?
If she was cleared of any wrongdoing over this, apart from perhaps taking her eye off the wheel in terms of how she was running her department.
Well, that's to miss the point. This is bigger than Arlene Foster. RHI is the latest public financial scandal to have crippled the North. Coming in the back of NAMA, coming in the back of Red Sky, coming in the back of how senior DUP personalities have been trading relationships with unionist paramilitaries. It goes to the core of how they have mismanaged the institutions and how they've played fast and loose with the principles of the Good Friday Agreement.
You say it goes beyond Arlene Foster, but of course your party put the focus on Arlene Foster, and because she didn't step aside, that's why the whole thing crumbled.
This situation could have been addressed had the DUP dealt with it in a mature and a responsible way. They didn't. And the reason that they didn't is because the DUP are completely complicit in the mismanagement of this scheme. They have politically interfered with the operation of the scheme. The revelations all point to that. That's why Simon Hamilton is now under the force of public pressure, only now, saying that he will reveal the list of beneficiaries. And he's not going to do it for another 10 days. That's the reason for the Andrew Crawford statement. That's the reason for John Robinson stepping to the side. It's all too little, too late. And it all demonstrates, once again, DUP contempt for the political process and for the people of the North.
They, of course, would dispute that. And we did ask the DUP onto the programme this morning, and we're waiting to hear if we'll get a chance to speak to somebody. Go ahead.
I just want to come back. You know, if Declan's point is to put this in the dock of public opinion, there needs to be a clear case for the prosecution. And this is, at the moment, he said, she said. And that is the issue. We need a public inquiry. I do think Declan's party's resistance to that is inexplicable at this point, and I think people like me will wonder if that's about avoiding the question, what you knew when you knew it and what you did about it, and if they're trying to get away in the smoke, and there's a lot of smoke from all these wood pellets, but while we are in this cloud of spin and different facts dripping out have the election very quickly. And I think it would have been a lot more prudent to get all the facts out there. And then, yes, absolutely, let the public have their judgment on this failed government.